Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dine a Disciple webinar. I see that we've got a couple of new people here, so let me quickly go through the protocols. Everybody has their thing set on mic, so we're good there. Oops, wait a minute. Well, I guess I cut out the wrong. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Okay. So, for those of you who are new, you can ask questions, but we ask that you wait until the end. Elena has a lot of material to make it through. You ask the question here. This is a little hand and it's got a little up arrow on it. You press that and it will show me that your hand is up. Okay, but please, again, hold your questions until the end. All right. If you're experiencing some kind of difficulty or you just want to ask a technical question, you can use the little chat box down here to send me a message, or you can use the questions right here. Okay. Oops. The questions down. I guess I don't have it on here. It's down here on your dashboard below the hand thing there. Okay, so I'm sorry. Now I'm going to turn it over to Elena so she can start her presentation.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Okay, I want to welcome everybody on today's webinar. And as usual, we will start with a short alignment, meditative alignment of the group field. So, would you please make yourself comfortable? Silencing your lower fields. Focus the attention in the head. And imagine the light of the soul pouring through the mental body, integrating the personality. And as we go through the three lower bodies, we sound Om after each, as we imagine the white golden light illuminating the mental body, purifying the astral body, strengthening the etheric body. Now visualize the threefold personality as being unified with the white light. Personality soul fusion. See the lower triangle representing the personality with the mental body at the apex of the triangle. and the physical and astral bodies at the base. The apex of the triangle is pointing upwards. Above the lower triangle, see the brightly lit higher triangle, representing the soul, with its apex pointing downwards. See these two triangles facing each other. And by an act of the will, see these two triangles merging together and forming a six-pointed star. See this six-pointed star as a shining sun, representing the soul-infused personality and sound the silent Om to confirm this fusion. Group alignment. Visualize a sphere of a pure white light and the group members as a miniature shining suns inside and around the sphere. See a sphere of light linking the heart centers of all the group members. A sphere of light linking the heart centers. And a sphere of light linking the Ajna centers of all the group members. Imagine the light rapidly circulating through these three spheres and aligning the three group centers, Ajna, heart, and head, into one mind, one soul, and one will. To confirm the group alignment, we sound the Om as a group. Thank you. We will continue today with a discussion of the polaris and the two pointers in relation to the CDP astrological chart, which we started in the last webinar. And I am putting on your screen this triangle of Polaris, Merak, and Dubhe. with the major keywords. And I am for a moment going to leave this on your screen. Now, this is going to be maybe a little bit demanding for those who are not very much into astrology. So it would need a little bit more concentration here to follow all this, okay? And those of you who are the first time participating, unfortunately, you know, you would have to go back to the last past webinars to follow this in the right sequence to understand, you know, what is being discussed. We know that Polaris and the fifth ray star Dube are connected to the sign Leo, which is the fifth sign transmitting the fifth ray. Leo is the sign where the consciousness of individuality is developed. And from the perspective of the constellation level, it is the will to achievement which is essentially the spirit of self-determination. And in relation to the level of consciousness of this disciple, CDP, it would be first the determination of the personality as the self-conscious individual, and then the determination of the soul as the group conscious disciple, which brings forward the Polaris relation to the sign of Aquarius, which is also transmitting the fifth ray. Okay. We see that the Leo Aquarius energies, I'm going to now put first this chart very briefly, where I just would like to show you that here is the Polaris in the 12th house in Gemini. You see it in this box, okay, 26 degree in Gemini. Here we have Dube, 13 degree Leo, and then we have Merak in Leo at 17 degree 41. And I am going to take this away and bring this chart. Surprisingly, it came up unexpectedly. I didn't expect. You see, the Polaris is here, Dube and Merak. Okay? Now, we see that the Leo Aquarius energies condition the three nine houses which are related to the lower and higher mind through the Sagittarian decanate of Leo and Gemini decanate of Aquarius, bringing with them the Dube, Merak, and Uranus triangle, where Uranus is at the midpoint of Dube and Merak. Okay? And this triangle operates in both houses, the second and the third. Okay? Because it's within an orb of these two houses. Now, this creates a strong focal point for the energies of this triangle, Polaris, together with the Polaris, Dube and Merak, which is indicating the process of the integration of the personality related to Dubhe, and its fusion with the soul represented by Merak. And the Polaris, Uranus relation to her etheric body. For those of you who follow these webinars, we have discussed her etheric body, which is loosely coordinated with her dense physical and rather devitalized. And it is also related here, the Polaris Uranus relation to the first cosmic ether, the Buddhic plane, through her astral Buddhic connection. Okay? This further brings into the focus the 239 houses, 239 houses. Okay? From the perspective not only of the mental energies, 3-9, but also the etheric energies represented particularly through the Gemini, where the Polaris is, Aquarius in relation to the Aquarian point there, and Uranus, okay, which are particularly related to the etheric field. Now, the fifth ray Dubhe represents the will to act upon the mental plane, where human perfection is consciously carried forward. CDP always truly lived on the mental plane, where she even built her garden, thus utilizing her fifth ray mind. We have the rays here conditioning her five levels, okay? And she had the gift of mind full of knowledge, intelligence, and wisdom. The fifth ray Dubhe represents the personality and its placement in the Sagittarian decanate of Leo, brings it into relation with her sixth ray personality here. In relation to her son, personality relation by her son in Sagittarian decanate of Aries. So you see, we are linking the Sagittarian decanate of Uranus and Dubhe and Merak with that, particularly the Dubhe with the personality of the sun relationship in Sagittarian decanate of Aries. Now, we know that the fifth ray Dubhe is conditioned by the first ray Pluto and is also connected with the first ray Polaris. And Polaris is related to Leo and Aquarius. You see, all these relationships, you need to follow all these relationships very carefully because they are significant in this chart. And Leo and Aquarius both transmit the fifth ray, which is very powerfully related to the fifth ray Dubhe, okay? So we have also possible presence of the first ray in Aquarius through the Uranus, particularly its first ray monad. Okay? That is a thought for pondering, that if we could possibly have another ray, first ray being transmitted through the Aquarian sign of Aquarius. Now the sun in Eris is the dispositor of this Leo triangle, Uranus, Dube, and Merak. Okay? And Sun is placed in the 11th or Aquarian house, which is automatically related to the Polaris with its relation to Aquarius. Okay? And the Aquarian house, the 11th house, is ruled by Aries. And Aries is related particularly to Merak, as Leo is particularly related more to Dube. And the Aquarian house, among many other things, involves group work, group relations, group service, and sharing. I am selecting these qualities for a purpose which you will see later. Now, Sun being placed in Aries, Aries transmits first ray. And this brings a link through the Aries first ray and Merak, together with Vulcan, which is particularly related to that Merak, and Vulcan is also placed in Aries for this disciple. Okay? We don't have it placed in the screen because we don't know exactly where Vulcan is, but we are told that it's somewhere either side of 8 degrees of the Sun, so it's definitely in Aries. Okay? So we have a creation also with very powerful first ray energy here. And this involvement of both the Dube, Merak, Pluto, which is related to the Dube, and Vulcan, which is more related to Merak, with the Sun representing the personality, which we are focusing on at the moment, and the process of the fusion of that personality with the soul represented by the Merak. Okay? Remember that we are focusing on the interpretation purely from the perspective of this triangle, Dube, Merak, and Polaris. Now, Aries initiates the impulse to return to the originating source. And the originating source is represented astrologically by the MC, which represents the highest point, the north, or the Meru, if you remember, we discussed that some other webinars. But also, this point is connected to Polaris and to Merak also, as the highest energies for this disciple is the soul, towards which she needs to return and stabilize herself in that energy. And the Merak, representing the soul, we are told is the major star of direction, because through it, in this world cycle, flows the will to unity and to bring synthesis. Okay? Depending where we are in level of consciousness and a stage of the path, this point can represent the Monad, the Shambhala, the Triad, but for this disciple, it represents in that life the soul. Now, it also represents for her the force which brings also the integration of the personality, Because, as we know, she came with a very poorly integrated personality into that incarnation. And also, it is the force which brings the advancement or fusion of the personality and soul, which is being her goal, symbolized by that mid-heaven. And the Polaris and Merak energies. Now, Dubé, representing the personality, you see the 13 degree, Leo? We don't have this degree showing here, but the midheaven is also at the 13 degree. Okay? So there is a close 150 degree aspect between that Dubé and that MC. Okay? And points the way to the personality reunion with the soul, or right spiritual direction to her secondary soul, and thus for her the North is represented also by the Merak, which is related to the soul, okay? As the highest directing influence. Because these energies are working together, you see? And they are working through a process of integration and fusion. Now, the MC is, you see, is ruled by Pisces, okay, which transmits the second and sixth rays and is ruled by the sixth ray Neptune. Neptune here, which is the esoteric or soul ruler of her Cancer ascendant. And by Jupiter, Pisces is ruled also by Jupiter, which is her second ray soul planet. A very important relationship. And Neptune and Jupiter also make 150-degree aspect called the quincunx. And this brings the soul purpose through that Neptune ascendant connection and right spiritual direction to the soul, indicated also by the Polaris and the Merak as the highest energies represented by the MC or the North. As the highest point into direct relationship, bringing all this confirmed by the placement of the Neptune and Pluto, which are the rulers of Pisces. Neptune is the ruler of Pisces, special ruler, and Pluto is the esoteric or soul ruler of Pisces, also the hierarchical ruler, but we are eliminating that for this disciple. Because her focal point is the soul, not the monad. And we have a relationship to that Polaris placement in the 12th or Piscean house. That's why the powerful confirmed relationship of Polaris directing influence of the MC Pisces or the North. Now, the placement of Polaris in that 12th house, strengthening this link, and we have discussed the T-square which Polaris makes with the nodal axis across the 10 and 4th houses, which I am not going to go into it because there is no time for him to repeat it here. I am only bringing it as an additional confirmational relationship of that Polaris to the 10th house and the mid-heaven. And CDP was under constant threat of old destructive thought forms of fear and worry with strong karmic emotional link to the past lives through the Saturn in Pisces energy, okay, and through the 12th house energies. She was not using the power of her soul, which could love subjectively. Subjective house is the 12th house, and cut or destroy on the outer plane the emotional chains and set the people she loved free through the utilization of the Pluto destructive will as the esoteric ruler of Pisces. Now, we see all this relationship very powerfully emerging here. MC Polaris, a Polaris connected to the Dube and Merak, from the perspective both the personality and the soul. So all these are involved directly also with that highest point represented by the MC. We cannot divide these energies and say this is only for that or this is only for that, because you see there is a powerful relationship created through this Pluto, Pisces, Dube and Merak in the process of the integration of the personality and soul personality fusion. Now we come to the moon, which also represents the personality. And the moon is trine to the MC point at the 13th degree of Pisces, and it's square to the Dube, which also represents the personality. But it is also squaring the Merak, which is the soul. So we see the dynamics in the process of the personality soul energies, okay? And in this triangle, Moon, MC, and Dube, we have involved a powerful personality force or the third aspect, which the Dube represents, which is standing as an obstacle to the fusing energy of the soul or second aspect related to the Merak, particularly. Okay? Moon, representing the personality, is also the exoteric or personality ruler of her Cancer ascendant, which is related, you know, to the soul purpose energies. And thus further confirming the difficult process in achieving this personality soul fusion. You see how we are learning here an additional tool of this triangle, Polaris, Merak, and Pluto, giving us a deeper insight and confirmation of a dynamics which we have already partly looked into, but from a different astrological energies. Okay? The moon is also the ruler of the physical body and the brain, and it squared the Merak, which is the soul. And this is confirming the importance for her to develop the soul-brain alignment, which have been mentioned through the webinars. Those who follow them, You remember this we talk about. Now, Moon is placed in the Piscean decanate of Scorpio. Just incredible how these energies follow and confirm each other. And it is related automatically with Pluto as the ruler of Scorpio and Pisces, and also the conditioning energy of the Dube in relation to the personality and the Merak to the soul. And these energies would be involved particularly in the tests, Scorpio tests, upon the astral plane in relation to desire and emotions. She is facing the second initiation. Okay? Now, Dube being conditioned by Pluto, primarily, and related to Leo, and Pluto is in Capricorn, decanate of Taurus, bringing a very powerful first ray energy also through Vulcan as the soul or esoteric ruler of Taurus being placed in Aries, which transmit the first ray. We are coming to very powerful influence of the first ray through these relationships. Okay? And obviously, first ray is transmitted also through the Capricorn decanate where the Pluto is placed. Now, we have both Pluto and Vulcan first ray energies conditioning Dube now, which is placed in the second house or the Taurian house, automatically related to the powerful Taurian energies here, where the Neptune, the most important planet for her, is also in Taurus, and that Pluto is in Taurus. Taurian house and energies with the Taurus house, the Taurus sign. Okay? Now, the Taurian house is a house of values, finance, resources, motivations, priorities, treasures of the causal body, withdrawal from matter, illumined mind, control of the form, sacral, throat, and ajna centers particularly, to name some of the energies conditioning this house, which I am bringing into a focal point here of the importance of the involvement of the Taurian and second house energies here, which were very important for this disciple. And in my present understanding, I am relating the fifth ray star of the Great Bear, Dube, representing the sacral center in the Great Bear. Now, both Dube and sacral center represents the third aspect. A sacral center is related to the mental elemental life, as we know, and also to the physical body. And the five rays of Brahma, or of Manas, or the five Kumaras, are, to my understanding, the conditioning energies of the sacral center at different stages of evolution. It means the lesser four rays, 4, 5, 6, and 7, are synthesized into the third ray, represented by the Dube. This is something which you have to think for yourself. And obviously, I am relating the six-ray star Merak to the solar plexus center in the Great Bear life. Okay? And this is the analogy down to it, you know, for us and for this disciple. But it fits to me for this disciple when I'm looking at the chart. But it's a food for thought. Now, Mars and Pluto conjunction here in Taurus, they are the rulers of Scorpio. Okay? And this conjunction in Taurus indicates both the sacral center, but from different level could also indicate the solar plexus. Okay? Because Pluto is related to the mental and astral energy, and Mars is related to the astral plane. It's a powerful focal point here. Of energies, this conjunction. And obviously it leads us to that moon in Scorpio, and Scorpio, Taurus, polarity brings the focus on the sacral center. Okay? And we know that the moon is making a square to that Dube in the Taurian house, second house. Now, the moon is placed in the fifth house of the causal body. We have number of houses, you know, related to the causal body, but the second and fifth are the primarily one. Then is the first, and I don't want to go any further with it because we are focusing on something particular here, okay? And a causal body, its talents or gifts, fifth house, children of the body, emotion and the mind, creative and procreative activity, sacral and throat centers are related also to the fifth house, automatically relating it to the second house. Where moon is exalted in Taurus and the second house, a powerful relationship of that Scorpio moon with its test, particularly of fear and astral plane energy. And the placement of that moon in the Piscean decanate of Scorpio is brought also into the relationship with Saturn in Pisces, okay, through that Piscean energy and automatically to the Capricorn decanate of the Mars-Pluto conjunction, Capricorn decanate of Taurus. Thus we have another triangle between the Moon, Pluto and Saturn, okay, in a relationship of energies. Now, you see these relationships are bringing deeper insight and a confirmation of a very strong dominance of the form, life or personality, which is being challenged by the soul and its fight for supremacy or the control, controlling energy. Okay. So if you have followed this relationship carefully, you see how incredibly they are confirming energetically through the signs, houses, chakras, planets in relation to this triangle Polaris, Dube, and Merak, and which this triangle ray, at least for myself, through that Dube, is bringing attention to that sacral center, which is also, by the way, represented also by the Venus-Mars conjunction there. But I don't want to divert there. And it's added importance to already powerful focal point, which we discussed, the 11 and 5th houses polarity. In a previous webinars, we talked about this, okay? But from a different perspective and level of interpretation. This is just another confirmation here, okay? Now, you see, we will utilize this new information through the rest of the instructions. Because don't forget, we are only on the second instruction, and there are still 11 instructions to come. Okay? But we can utilize some of this information in one of the statements in this second instructions, which we are really discussing through the past few webinars. And I am putting on your screen this reference from this second instruction in Dyna 1, page 506. Where DK is telling us, you know, she was asking him what was her gift to the group. I will read it exactly, the statement here. You ask, he says, what is my gift to the group? I answer, the gift of pure and unselfish spirit, and a rare capacity to give. No greater gift can be yours. The driving urge to give selflessly, with no motive but that of pure loving spirit. Now, you know, when I was reading this myself, I was asking myself, knowing DK a little bit now, how he is using the words he selects to lead us somewhere, okay? And it occurred to me, did she really use exactly the word gift when she asked him this question? Or did he select a similar word expressing what she wanted to know, how she contributed to the group process? Because the word gift is a very important, and how many times he is using it in this couple of sentences here, 3 times, okay? And where does this word leading us, would you believe? It is leading us to the second and fifth houses. If we bring up the chart, the second and fifth houses, a gift of the causal body, a gift, the treasures, the talents of the causal body are these 2 houses. Okay? Also, the gifts of the personality. So, from the both lower and higher levels. Now, the gift here is related to the group. Now, which house is related to the group processes? Is the 11th house, isn't it? You see, through the information of this relationship we just went through, and in these comments here of DK, he's leading us to these houses. But if we didn't include this triangle of Merak Dubhe and Polaris, we wouldn't have such a clear perception why he is using the word gift there, okay? That's how he can lead us by a hint or simply a word to a particular astrological energies, okay? And you know, the rulers of the second house are what? Is the moon and is the Neptune. And where they are? In the fifth and 11 houses, moon and Neptune. Okay? So they are both related to the ascendant and the second house, which is ruled by Cancer. So the second house Dubhe, which we already looked at, in relation to the sacral center, representing the third aspect or the third ray, in this case, deals with the manipulation and handling of money. Second house. And CDP was financially supporting DK's group work, 11th house, and she was also supporting some of the group members and was very generous to her friend Alice Bailey also. Okay? So the gift of the third ray represents the gift of the personality under the influence of the soul, Merak, we saw that, okay, and the Neptune in relation to the higher rulership of the Cancer as a soul ruler, to give with pure motive. And you remember when I mentioned that the second house, it's also the area of motivations, motives. What motivates us to do something? Is it a pure motive or selfish motive? And in that statement, he obviously emphasizes a pure, unselfish motive. You see the word motive. That is another word which is leading us to the Taurian house. Okay? Now, she was sharing with the group, okay? Which astrological sign is related to sharing? Aquarius, right? Aquarius, which is one on the polarity here with the Dubhe, Uranus ruler of Aquarius, but also the 11th house. We're coming back to the group sharing, okay? She was also sharing with the group her extensive knowledge and wisdom. In the, we come to the instruction eventually where he is telling her that, which she accumulated over many years and lives, and which involves the use of the throat center, which is related to Taurus and the second house, okay? And also to the third house, which this triangle is involved in both houses, 2, 3, okay? So we have a sacral throat energies operating also in the fifth house, okay? Through the creativity of the throat, okay? And Uranus is related to that throat, but also to the sacral center, operating from both houses, okay? And being at the midpoint between the Dupe and Merak. Now, there is a law of giving, which can be expressed, as you know, in the words, to those who give all is given. So when, as disciples, we don't fully and selflessly give, we limit our effectiveness and we automatically shut the door of the supply. Not only for ourselves, but for the group which we are affiliated in service. Now this brings into operation the law of supply and demand and the principle of sharing, which is a soul quality and particularly related to the sign of Aquarius, the Aquarian house, related particularly to the Polaris. Okay? So you see, continuously, all the energies are involved of that triangle, Polaris, Dube, Merak. It also involves the right understanding and spiritual appreciation of money. We're dealing with the prana when we're dealing with the money, right? Second house, concretize prana. And we're using with the right and pure motive and selflessness to give, which is, you know, that which is needed for the group and the master's work. And this is what DK is talking about. And the emphasis on purity is related in one aspect to the Buddhic plane of pure reason. And purity is predominantly a question of motive. Okay? Now, for the disciple upon the reversed wheel, it is the fire which burns away all the impurities. And for CDP, the purity of the spirit, pure unselfish spirit, pure loving spirit, he's mentioning here. Now, where astrologically we can see this purity? We see it in one very powerful aspect between the sun in Aries, which is a fire sign, in a powerful trine aspect to the Uranus in Leo, another fire sign, and the third fire sign, Sagittarius, it's coming from the both decanate, Sagittarian decanate of Uranus and the Sun. So we have the three signs of fire, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, coming together through this one but powerful trine aspect. It is the only aspect between two very important planets as a trine aspect. Okay? The This brings out a deeper meaning behind the conditioning energies as we see through this Dubemerak Uranus triangle in that Sagittarian decanet of Leo, supported by the first ray, which is usually related to spirit, right? It's a life, monadic energy, shambhalic energy at its highest level. It also brings us the two keynotes of Leo, that of the will to illumine, behind the acquisition of that knowledge she acquired, which brings automatically the added influence of Taurus, which is the illuminating energy and the accumulating energy of the knowledge. And the second keynote of Leo, will to rule, giving a real promise of the eventual mastery and spiritual integration of the personality. Okay? Now, the fixed cross is the cross of light. And playing through this cross all the time, we are told, is the emanating, and emanating from Leo are the three fires. From Aries comes the electric fire, Uranian energy. From Leo, the solar fire, Neptune. And from Sagittarius, the decanate influence, comes the planetary fire related to Jupiter. And these three planets, Jupiter, Neptune, and Uranus, are veiled by the Sun, particularly through the process of initiation relation to Leo. Okay? And in this case, for this disciple, the Sun is veiling Neptune, interestingly enough, emphasizing her soul or esoteric ruler of the soul purpose ascendant Cancer. And Jupiter is her second ray soul planet in Sagittarius. Amazing, isn't it? Now, each of these fires burn away all which prevents the expression of the three divine aspects, spirit, Aries, soul, Leo, and body, Sagittarius. Now, this was just one example how we can already utilize these energies which we were linking through this triangle. Now, it is interesting and very important to note that when DK wanted to emphasize or bring the attention to a particular quality which the disciple needed to develop, okay, bring into more fully into expression, he described it in the development formula, which is represented also for CDP, you know, through the three capital letters, CDP. Okay? Courage, C, detachment, D, and P, pure love. Now, this is the focal point which I want to share with you, that, for example, the keyword love was present in the development formula of for nine disciples. Okay? But when he wanted really to emphasize the particular aspect of that love, he described it by other words. And so three of them, three of the disciples had just the word love. Okay? One of them had love to all beings. One had group love. One had outgoing love. One loving strength. One love in service. And CDP was only the only one who had also only pure love. It was only her who had pure love. Okay? Now we need to ask ourselves, why pure? Why was added additional word to that love, pure? Now we can relate it to the love of the soul, obviously, but the pure is also related to the intuitive or buddhic love for this disciple. Because DK was telling her that the sixth-ray physical body brain was making her intuitive and astral buddhic. So the pure love is leading us to this connection and to the buddhic love. Okay? Astral plane, soul love, higher mental plane, okay, and intuitive or pure love, love of divine relationship, buddhic plane, okay. So you see how DK never uses any word without a very good reason and how and where he is leading us with that word. Now, on the buddhic plane, which is a plane of rational unity, we have a pure reason and pure love, both indicating underlying relation to the heart center. Okay? And we have already looked at the heart in relation to, you know, to some, you know, to the pituitary body and so on. We are told that love and reason are synonymous terms. And pure love is a quality or effect of pure reason. Okay? So you see, this is another way how we arriving to some new understanding of the energetic levels of this disciple. Intuition, obviously, is the power of the pure reason as an expression of the buddhic or Christ principle and the principle of the true Aquarian group. You know, which we're dealing with the Aquarian house and her sharing there. Okay? There is a link to that house and to the Aquarian energy bringing the Polaris influence. Okay? As the highest point in relation to the Buddha for her eventually. Okay? And the Christ, as we know, is also spoken of as Neptune. Not a very important planet, yes? The most important astrologically for her in relation to the soul purpose. And there is a strong relation to the sixth ray. She has powerful sixth ray conditioning three levels, personality, astral, and physical bodies, okay? Sixth ray of devotion, idealism, house of idealism and ideals, it's the 11th house, okay? Which is bringing that very powerful sixth ray energy with it also. And where is that Neptune? In that house. It's the buddhic livingness in relation to the Aquarian energy of waters of life. Okay? Now, I will come to the final point which I would like to end this webinar with. When DK is giving her a mantra, which is ending the second instruction, but there is one very important topic which would be left for the next webinar, because it is the building of her garden, which is starting the process of her building of that garden in this second instruction. But it is such a major topic that I am leaving it out. Obviously, I don't want to split it. So I will bring this mantra. Okay? Which is on your screen. And when he was giving her this mantra, which is in Dina 1, page 506, he is saying to her, "For you, I have these words, which are your own to use." Prior giving her this mantra. Now, this is telling us that it was only for her own personal use, not for the whole group. Because many times he has given mantra for the whole group. And that's why he's giving her this information, that this is only for her own use, not for the group. Okay? And when we read the mantra, which we're going to read, it says, "Let the pure light of reason and understanding dispel the fox in which I long have walked. Let the mists disappear, and let the clouds of care disperse within the radiant light of the sun, which shines ever in the fog. The sun is found within my mind. Within that sun I stand." Now, obviously, I'm going to share my own understanding of these key words here in this mantra, because we see the emphasis here not only on her astral polarization, but also on her astral buddhic connection. Okay? And if we're going to go now points by points, let the pure life light of reason. Pure reason is a buddhic energy, isn't it? And understanding, it is the loving understanding which emanates from the buddhic plane and represents the second-ray quality of her soul. Dispel the fox, astral glamours, in which I long have walked. She walked in these glamours of the sixth ray for the past three incarnations. Okay? This was her fourth one. And we will learn at the end, you know, what she has done with these glamours. Let the mists disappear. Now, mist is created by fire and water, where the mind, fire, is under the influence of emotion and desire, water. and it is called the desire mind or kama manas, which is found on the fifth astral subplane. Okay? In her astrological chart, she has predominance of the fire and water elements. Okay? She has water, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, energy is powerful. And she has also fire. You know, we talk about her fire. She has all three fire signs emphasized in her chart. Okay? And the second initiation she is coming towards is related to the purification by water and fire. And the second degree initiate is also called the Kama Manasik initiate. Now, let the clouds of care disappear. Now, what are the clouds of care? The clouds of care are representing the glamour of the protective personality. You know, she's so protective and caring of her family, represented by Cancer, sign Cancer. Okay? It's all these clouds of care which hides the soul. A DK, in one of the instructions which we come to, ask her to cultivate an attitude of divine carelessness. Okay? It's a symbol of divine indifference. But you know, interestingly, here he uses clouds of care from the personality level, and then he selects carelessness on the higher level. Divine carelessness, you see. Now, he is not using, again, the word clouds here at random, because he's giving us a hint, at least he's giving a hint to me, to the rain cloud of knowable things, okay, in process of perception, as Patanjali calls it, and which hovers, this cloud, rain cloud of knowable things, upon the Buddhic plane, awaiting precipitation. You see another relationship from the astral to the Buddhic plane. So in its higher aspect, the rain cloud is a symbol of that area of the as yet unrevealed purposes of God. Okay? But here he is leading us to that Buddhic astral energies and their relationship powerfully being present in this disciple. Now, following, clouds of care disperse within the radiant light of the sun. To disperse these glamours or clouds of care by the light of her second ray soul, illuminating her fifth ray mind. To be the soul and to identify with that soul, which ever shine in the fog, okay, in the glamours, which the clouds of care availing. Whichever shines on that astral plane or should shine. Okay? That sound, sun is found within my mind. The illumined mind is one of the signs of the readiness for the second initiation. Okay? The soul light illuminating the mind. Within that sun, I stand. To stand in the position of the observer, the soul, knowing herself to be the controlling soul. Now, I will end it here. And for the next webinar, which I need to inform you will be only in June 2016, due to my travel commitments and other things. Okay? Where we start looking through the last point of the second instruction, and that is the building of her garden. And now I open the floor for any comments or any questions, or if they are not, you know, that is also fine. It is a lot to digest in here. Thank you for your attention.
Okay, Elena, I'm looking and I don't see any hands so far or any comments. Everybody is just awed.
Don't say that yet.
Okay, well, I know I am, so. Oh, here we go. Please go ahead, Eva.
Hi, Elena, it's Eva.
Hi, Eva.
I just want to thank you for I just want to thank you for this webinar. I love the way you tie together everything that we've been you've been working with us on for the last few webinars. It just came together, and I really appreciated that. So thank you.
Thank you, Eva.
Well, no more.
No, well, you know, it's a lot of new information, which, you know, we don't usually, you know, include in the interpretation of the chart, okay? And it's just another extra tool to include, as DK advises us, to look at this triangle of Polaris and the two pointers, Dube and Merak, in the charts of disciples and particularly initiates. And so this was an attempt to see how these energies worked for this disciple in relation to her level of consciousness. Okay?
And of course, that's so important because with these Dyna books, we know that we're given so much information on them, which, you know, if we look at ourselves, we can only guess at.
Yes, it's the most important to establish for anybody where, you know, where one is.
I know.
What glamour we have, what we are dealing, what quality we are learning, and so on, you know. Sometimes the glamour appears so real that we don't realize it's a glamour.
We actually have a comment, too, from Michael. He says, yes, we are odd. See, I told you. It is amazing how the signs, planets, and aspects all come together.
Yes. Yes, isn't it?
It really is, and to be able to pinpoint them at the specific times and to the specific things that DK tells us about these people in their letters, it's just fascinating.
Yeah, and that's why I keep emphasizing, you know, we need to learn how to read DK. You know, every word, by every word, by every sentence is leading us to a particular levels, okay? And giving us a hint, but we need to recognize it, see it, you know? And this is, you know, we are learning. We are all learning. We are all students. So it is good to have, you know, this sort of exercise for a disciple and the instruction coming from the master, isn't it?
Yes, so it's very, very illuminating.
Yes, we can apply it then to our own processes, basically. And it encourages us to really, you know, to look at the study of the race, of the astrology, very important tools, you know, because, you know, the race are psychology and that's how we knowing ourselves, first of all. So. It is a process, basically, a process.
Yes, and you do a very good job of showing us how to read DK deeper. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, yes, well, one of my motive is, you know, to give, you know, my own understanding how to, you know, utilize these informations, these words, these hints, look into, that's why we're going, you know, so slowly. You know, how many webinars we are now, BL? 15?
Yeah, this was 15.
And we haven't even finished the second instruction. You know, because I like to go deeper into more detailed, deep understanding, you know. From the first time I dealt with this disciple many years back. So.
And I would also like to say, I know you did several of them many years ago, but for those of you students who haven't seen it yet, if you go to makara.us, www.makara, makara.us. Michael and Elena both have done profiles on a number of the Dinah disciples, and they're very thorough. They're not as deep as you're going into these webinars, but it was very fascinating for me to read the profiles that you have on the various disciples there. So I encourage everyone to look at those.
Thank you, BL. So would you like BL to add anything about, I mentioned that the next webinar and so on, for the people, just the general information, okay? Which it would be put on the
external website.
External website, yes, right. That people know what is. And I wish Merry Christmas to everybody at this occasion.
Okay, well, I still see no more comments or hands raised. So thank you very much, Elena.
Thank you, you know, thank you for everybody's, you know, participation and really, I find it as a support when people come and, you know, for me it's also a helping energy. So I welcome, you know, that's why I welcome any comments because, you know, we each of us see things from our own perception and understanding and we're learning from each other. We are all students, so. Anyway, this is, as I say, this is a lot to digest, a lot to digest. you know. So, anyway.
Okay, well then, good night, everybody. Happy holidays, everybody. And we'll see you when we see you next.
Yes. Thank you again.
Okay, I'm ending the webinar now, okay?
Yes.